I'm Jack Smith with Kevin Dowdell, a lefty reliever for the Frednats here on Frednats on Deck. Kevin, you've already made 16 appearances this year. I'm just kind of going to start it off. How have you felt overall in your first season here in Fredericksburg?
Oh, man, I've been loving it. You know, God's blessed me to put me in this position. So, you know, just going to try to stay healthy and, you know, keep being available in the bullpen.
Thought you were really impressive on Sunday in what was kind of a bullpen game for you guys with two scoreless innings, your three strikeouts. What have you been feeling recently, and how was that outing on Sunday for you?
It was a great outing. I was able to go two innings and put us some zeros on the board to give us a chance to win. Me and Lordy, we've been working in catch play just on some different mechanics and, you know, mechanical issues that I had. And once we fixed those, was feeling very good, was able to pound the zone and was able to have my best stuff that day.
What are some of those things you've maybe had to adjust, and what are you looking to address with those adjustments?
Really was working on trunk tilt, you know, kind of not being so bent over and staying over my toes a lot. So, you know, doing that, it was able to put me in the zone more, in the zone more often, because I, you know, struggle with walks and things like that. So being able to pound the zone with my sinker and slider will definitely be a game changer for me.
What's the key for a reliever at the professional level to throw more than just one inning? Because that's something that you've done a handful of times this year.
Just pounding the zone, you know. You got to give the hitters a chance to hit. Once you walk a lot, I mean, your innings are going to go down more and more the more pitches you throw. So just coming in, being efficient, throwing as least amount of pitches as possible.
This is one of my favorite times of the year just because regional play is starting in college baseball, and you went to West Virginia. Really big weekend in the regional play for West Virginia. Did you get a chance to watch or follow along to any of those games?
Yes, sir. Actually, I think I watched all three of them, especially against Clemson. You know, me and Billy were going at each other about that one, and we were able to pull that win out. But seeing those guys just build the program up from, you know, where we started, just seeing them go to the Supers 2 years in a row is just amazing.
You talk smack to Billy a little bit. Were you in his ear after that win?
Yeah, I wasn't able to be, you know, as much. You know, we ended up losing that game against Lynchburg, but I was, you know, I talked a little bit to him the next day.
And now you guys have a super regional coming up against LSU. Unfortunately, no LSU guys on this team for you to talk smack to, but, you know, how excited are you for that potential really big matchup?
Oh, you know, I'm super excited. You know, I get to see my guys fight and see if they can make it to Omaha for the first time and school history, so I'm definitely going to be tuned in for each game.
You were a two-way player at West Virginia. What do you remember most about your time there?
Truthfully, honestly, it probably isn't even on the field. Just practicing with the guys and just that locker room atmosphere we had was the best atmosphere I think I've ever been around, just with those guys that are just brothers for life that I have now.
A guy from Alabama, how did you end up there?
My JUCO coach was a friend of Steve Sabins, who's the head coach at West Virginia now. And, you know, they seen some videos of me playing, and they offered. And once I talked to Maisie and he showed me some things up there, I knew it was home for sure.
As a two-way guy in college, I got to imagine that of everyone on this Frednat pitching staff, you're probably the best hitter. If Billy were to make you get in the box, are you the best hitter on this staff?
I would call myself the best hitter on the staff for sure. You know, I told him, you know, if we ever needed an at-bat, I'll definitely take it for sure.
What percentage of your hitting ability do you feel like you still have?
I'd probably say 80% for sure, because I hit a little bit OD all season.
Do you miss it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What was the moment that you fully decided to focus on pitching?
Actually, right after the season ended in 2023. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm just going to go and be a full pitcher, because I knew that would be, you know, my best shot to make it where I am now.
You started in the Angels organization, and then you got picked up by the Nationals. What's that process been like, and how have you enjoyed your years in the Nationals organization?
Oh, I have loved it here. Just, you know, the atmosphere here and the personalities I've been able to make, and just, you know, it's a lot of nice people in this org, not even just baseball-wise, but just, you know, as men and women, you know, it's just been great meeting these people, and I've enjoyed my 2 years here for sure.
And you got a chance to pitch a lot in this bullpen. You've talked about making some mechanical changes. What do you hope is down the line for you in the future? What are some things that you're focusing on this week, this month, and the rest of this season?
Just keep going in and throwing as many strikes as I can throw. And, hey, once the ball leaves my hand, it's out of my hands. And so, you know, just going to keep throwing it in the zone, and what happens, happens.
That's Kevin Dowdell, the lefty reliever here on Frednats on Deck. Kevin, thank you for the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.